Hello, friends. Welcome to the Get Cyber Smart podcast. I'm your host, retired FBI Special Agent Darren Mott. This episode, we're going to talk about password managers. Why do you need them? Why aren't you using one? And if you're not using one, it's understandable you're not, but you're still wrong for not using one. All right, so in this episode of the Get Cyber Smart podcast, we're going to talk real briefly about passwords and password managers. The reason I'm doing this is there was a report I read today that came out that had to do with quarter two of 2022 and the attack profile types of fraudsters that are out there. And one of the big ways that bad guys are continuing to get into computer networks and systems and people's accounts and stealing money and doing all sorts of bad stuff is because they're doing what's called credential stuffing. So there have been thousands of data breaches over the course of years. And in those data breaches, a lot of them have resulted in the loss of usernames and passwords, legitimate combinations of usernames and passwords or emails and passwords, whatever, however the username is listed. And the problem is a lot of people whose usernames and passwords have been compromised don't realize they've been compromised and don't take the and have not changed those passwords. So those passwords still work and they use them everywhere in their bank accounts, their emails, their login to their work, their social media accounts, take your pick. They're using the same password everywhere, and that is a bad thing, which is why you should have a password manager. So we've talked this in the past, but today this particular episode is not about passwords. I'm not going to talk really how to make a password, but I want to talk about why you should have a password manager. Now, some of you may use a password manager that is a yellow piece of paper, which is fine if you are taking that piece of paper, writing down your passwords and your accounts, putting it in a book and putting the book on your bookshelf and you're the only one who knows where it is. Otherwise, having it out is probably not the best security space, and then you shouldn't be doing it at work, certainly. But there's an article in PC World by Elena Yee that's very interesting, and it's called Six Common Reasons People Don't Use a Password Manager and Why They're Wrong. So from the article, many people still have weak security practices, especially when it comes to passwords. They're reusing them, relying on easily cracked ones, or aren't aware that recommended guidelines have changed. And the reasons they have not for using a password manager aren't crazy or stupid. Their feelings entirely understandable, but they're still wrong. And so this report I saw about the fraud, these bad guys are getting these usernames and passwords, and they are using botnets to basically just jam in information into login screens across social networks, social media networks, bank accounts, or bank networks and stuff. And they're finding success getting into networks because people have you continued to use the same passwords or use short passwords that are easily crackable. You want to have a password that's at least 13 characters or longer to be kind of crack proof if possible. But even if you had a 13 character password and it was involved in a data breach and the bad guys have that password now because the data breach didn't take good means to protect the password file, that password now sucks and is going to be usable by bad guys to get into networks. So here's the reasons people don't use a password manager. And we're going to talk about why that's wrong. And you can get around these particular issues and you can easily get a password manager and start using it today to change your passwords, fix your passwords, and easily and safely log in to your accounts everywhere. So the reason number one, I have my own system and it works fine. Yeah, if that was the case, we wouldn't have all of these issues with compromised passwords getting bad guys into accounts. A lot of folks still believe using numbers and symbols in place of letters or riffing off a base password is sufficient protection. The sad news is that those strategies aren't strong enough anymore and haven't been for a while. So Elena Yee's colleague, Mark Hatchman, explains how easy it is to crack a password in another article and extrapolate patterns and habits for making cracking future passwords easier. In other words, it's becoming easier and easier to pick the lock on a digital door. So chances are you think you have a good process, you probably don't, which is why it's better to just create random long passwords. And a password manager will do that to you, for you, I mean, I'm sorry. Reason number two, they don't use a password manager. It takes too much time. Not true, says Elena Yee. Typing out your information, it takes longer than having your password manager pop up and autofill the credentials for you. So while it may seem like it's slowing down your process, it's not. So what she's saying here is that password managers, and the one I have does this, password keeper security, is when you go to a login page, a extension on your browser that is connected to your password keeper will auto-fill that password if you have it set up for that. I necessarily wouldn't recommend that myself. I still kind of go into Password Keeper and copy the password out and paste it in. It's still, for me, more secure. But, you know, again, if it's a risk assessment. If you are willing to take the risk of having your password manager auto-fill, but if your computer gets hacked and the bad guy has access to your browser, then he's going to be able to do all of that autofilling too. So you got to kind of make that decision what you want to do. But again, that being said, it's really not that hard to use these ecosystems to autofill your password if you wanted to, if you're worried about it taking too much time. Reason three, cost too much. Not true. There are free password managers, and there are good free password managers. Now, obviously, the paid password managers give you a couple extra things. There are plenty of free ones you can get, and they are transferable across different platforms. So if you have it on your iPhone, you have it on your computer, you have it on your tablet, all that information is stored across those platforms. And that's why I like mine, because if I put my password into my phone, it automatically syncs to all my other devices. So it's very easy for me to get to my passwords and my logins and all that kind of stuff. Reason number four, having all my passwords in one place is dangerous. And so Elena says on this one, I hear you on this one. The idea that you would put all your passwords in one place can seem like a direct contradiction with security. If someone breaks in, you could be in for a world of pain, but you can mitigate this with a little difficulty. And what she's saying here is have a good master password. In other words, have a long master password and enable two-factor authentication. So again, if someone has your password to your password manager, but doesn't have, and you have two-factor authentication put on, chances of them getting in is very, very, very remote. The risk there is very, very low. And so that could be, a text message you get to log you in. And you can set some of these things up to once you put the multi-factor authentication and you can keep it active for 30 days before you need to do it again. You know, another concern, obviously, and like on my phone, I use biometric authentication. So I use a Face ID because it's an iPhone. People have said, well, what if someone gets your phone? Okay, well, if they get your phone and your passwords are protected by your face, if someone is using your face to get into your phone, you have bigger problems than if your password manager gets compromised. So that's my way over. That's an easy way around that one. I wouldn't worry too much about your passwords if you've got someone with your phone using your face to get into your phone. You've got bigger issues there. So again, this is not really a good reason, because it's no longer really that dangerous as long as you have two-factor authentication enabled. Reason five, storing my passwords in the cloud seems risky. I understand that you're giving it to third party to store it. But again, this is a risk assessment. If you trust the company you're using, and most of the companies, especially the ones that do it for pay, are not going to have a lot of customers if they get hacked and everybody loses their passwords. So, most of them have security in place to prevent all of this. Hopefully they are hashing your passwords as opposed to keeping them in plain text, which they should not be. If they have insight, there's always going to be risk. There is no risk option for any of the security stuff we ever talk about. So I wouldn't worry about that much. I don't worry about that much. People I know in the business don't worry about it that much. So don't worry about it being stored in the cloud. Reason six, I'll get stuck. Let me step back. One way around that, if you're worried about your bank information, then keep that information stored in a separate place on a separate entity that maybe is not cloud connected. And that can be your way around that. Reason number six, I'll get stuck with a password manager I hate. Sure, move to a different one. It's not that hard. All of these password managers allow you to export your password. So if you're going to move, you don't like the free one you have and you want to pay $20 a month for a password manager, you found a different one you like. It's very easy to export that file and import it into your new one. And it really doesn't take a whole lot of time. I did make this mistake a long time ago. I want to say about 10 years ago, where I had to actually manually move mine over. That was my own fault, but it's gotten much easier to export your passwords and then re-import them into your Notepad, new password manager. So with that said, everybody listening to this podcast right now needs to go out, get a password manager, start saving your passwords on the password manager, protect yourself, make it hard for the bad guys to get into your accounts. And that way you don't have to call the FBI, local police to save you from your loss of data. With that, I want to thank you very much for taking the time to listen to this quick little Get Cyber Smart podcast on password managers. Know that knowledge is protection. If you understand the threats targeting you, you can assess your risk, proceed wisely. Tell your friends, neighbors, family members, give a listen to the Cyber Smart podcast or listen to the Cyber Guide podcast if you want more detailed information on cyber information. I thank you so much for your time. Have a good week. We will talk soon.